Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Let's fucking go. Holy shit, watching those clip shows really just fired me up. Really just fired me up. How fucking great was I during the election? How am I not your president of Legion of Skanks? I don't know. But me yelling into the Big J's phone, when Big J, in the middle of the election, calls Jonathan Davis to brag, like, look, guys, I know Jonathan Davis. Look how cool I am. And then I start yelling, fuck you, Jonathan Davis. Corn sucks. And the whole crowd started cheering, corn sucks.
Yeah.
Corn. It was, and I mean this, maybe the greatest moment of podcasting history. I'm not getting enough credit for what I've done for podcasting. It's a wild moment that happened that people really aren't talking about right now.
And can you imagine where that, wasn't it months ago?
Yeah. Can you imagine where that lies on Jonathan Davis's things, though?
Yeah.
It's, where it's like, definitely child rape. That was in there. If you listen to the lyrics, you know, and that phone call.
That phone call was probably up at his top five worst moments of his life.
What if there's a song about it one day?
What if, yeah, well, that'd be awesome.
You called Louis J. Gomez, Batum Papa, Puerto Rican metal stage in a
sketch. How didn't Jay...
I picked up the phone, I think it's my friend Jay.
How didn't Jay see that coming? Not to victim blame, but Jay, I mean, he opened the doors for that. It's his fault.
Yeah, Jay is retarded. And it was really a great moment because Jay like alphas the show, right? Is our shit not broadcasting?
That's the
hold on one second. It says currently not broadcasting when I'm refreshing my feed over and over again. I want to make sure we're broadcasting.
I have it streaming on this computer here.
Okay, so it's working?
Yep.
I just want to make sure. Just fucking making sure. All right, maybe I got to see. Correct. Yeah. Look, this person, Mayhem, says, dude, I've been trying for 3 days now. No live show. Yeah, some people are fucking saying that it doesn't work. Give it a second here. What's going on? Is there a way to switch the player? Hold on. Because some people are getting it. Some people are saying, oh, now it's working. All right, I refreshed it five fucking times.
That's the magic.
That's not good.
It's like saying Candyman.
Yeah. That's not good.
It's like how you have to press your vape five times to turn it on.
Blow into the back of your computer.
It's working now. I want to make sure it's fucking working because we got a brand new player. Everything's been fucking great lately. And, you know, this is what it is. So we're all good. Everyone's good. Let's roll, says Lewis. Yeah, Lewis, it's not working. How would you know that I'm talking about that? I'm not stupid. Bomb drop. I'm not stupid. Let it be fucking known. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. I just needed to suck my own dick for a moment because that was a truly great moment in podcasting history. And they talk about the Joe Rogans and they talk about the Adam Carollas and they talk about the fucking, you know, this, that, and the other. But nobody's talking about my contribution toward podcasting history in that moment. So, all right. Let's get into the fucking show. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, dressed in pink. Real men wear pink. Everyone knows that.
I feel good.
You look good.
Thank you.
You do.
I fucking love you, bro. Fucking, wow, Zach had a moment today where he was just a dick to me for no reason. Once every three months, Zach walks in and he's like, I'm going to be a dick to Lewis today for 5 minutes. And I feel like he just, whatever it is, he holds it in. He's like, now's the time I got to let it out.
Because it's just so, he was like, come on, do this thing. And I just went, no. That was it.
That was his world.
Yeah. It's the slightest resistance.
You're supposed to say yes.
No, it wasn't so much. Look, if you would have just been like, oh, no, I can't do that or I don't want to do this.
I don't know, but it's so much funnier to just go, no.
And I went, why? And you're like, I don't know. And then I was like, really? You can't just come outside for a second and help us with this? And he goes, all right. And he got up. But it was just a bizarre little fucking moment where he just snaps into, because here's what I think it is. I think Zach is like the Incredible Hulk. Mm. Like, he always hates me, and he's suppressing that.
And I keep ripping my purple pants. Yeah.
At all times, he's suppressing his hatred for me and pretending to be my friend and smiling. But once in a while, he just fucking lets go, and you like his head turns green real quick.
Wow, you have quick rebound time, though.
Yeah.
That's a benevolent reaction. Yeah. It's only that short a time.
Yeah. Two incredible white guests, as always. Really very very happy to have back on the show. It's been a little while from the Shady Shit podcast. It's Casey Balsham.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah. And also, ladies and gentlemen, from the Here's the Scenario podcast, the great Mike Cannon.
Thanks for having me, pal. It's good to be back. I feel like I'm visiting my old high school.
I know. Look, you guys were technically banned for 6 months. And we do three shows a week, and we fucked up, and we had somebody cancel last minute.
The talent pool is shallow.
Dude, I know.
We had Feeney come in one day, and we're like, all right, well, fuck it. Now it's over. So now you're back.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was hurtful. It was very.
What
very
was hurtful?
It was very
for
hurtful.
Us to wrap up the show that we did for 5 years on your network.
I don't know why. I can't let things fresh. Not be dramatic. It's just who I am.
Yeah. It is. It actually kind of makes me feel good because your reaction just means you care.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I do care. I love you guys. I think we'll do something else. It probably won't be two white guys named Mike, but we'll get something else going.
Yeah.
Fucking pick up.
That'll be great.
Look, let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's talk some fucking shit today, baby boys. Mike Cannon. What else you got to plug?
Yeah, Here's the Scenario is a podcast. We got the Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod. We do a ton of bonus stuff up there. I put all my videos that goes up on youtube.com/MikeCannonComedy. Early up on the Patreon, I'm doing a ton of stuff. Mike Takes Edibles, all that shit. I got a ton of dates coming up. September 25th, Fairfield. I'm going to be at Fairfield Comedy Club for two shows. Come out to that. And then me and Sagalo are doing a little run through Columbus, Ohio.
Sagalo's not running.
He's not. No, he's going to be speed walking. We're going through Columbus, Ohio to McHenry, Illinois, then through Chicago, October 8th through the 11th. So come out to that. All dates are at MikeCannonComedy.com.
You just carry Sagalo in a wagon behind you.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The lollipop.
Hopefully. Downhill.
Casey Balsham.
Hi.
What do you got to plug, girly?
I got Shady Shit Podcast comes out every Friday. I'm doing Fairfield too on October 2nd. And I'm doing I don't have a date for that, but I am shooting an infertility special on October 26th at our old favorite place, the Triad Theater. There's going to be two shows.
Oh, cool.
I love that place.
All about trying to get knocked up. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. That's where we shot Dave Smith's Libertas.
Yeah.
Nice.
One of the best.
Oh, you were going to say, we're going to shoot it inside my barren womb.
Yeah. We have a camera going inside of my twat.
We're in a balcony.
See what's going on. We're going to shoot it inside of the Triad Theater, but none of the cameras are going to work.
No. It's just going to be me on a gyno table just talking about my issues.
It's like, ooh, the electricity in this place doesn't actually work. So.
Yeah, they're not allowing me to use any cameras, actually. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm excited.
Oh, sorry, Zach Amico.
Just Catalyst Wrestling comes back to Jersey September 17th. Check out social media for all the details.
Yeah, guys. Lots of stuff coming up. You know what the fuck's up. Live shows, live dates coming up. The Depraved returns to the Stress Factory September 16th. That's next Thursday night with another killer fucking lineup, including two people in this room right now.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Cannon and Zach Amico. Casey Balsham would have been invited, but I was not invited to her wedding. So...
I knew you were going to bring that up.
We'll get into it later.
Okay. I was like, you don't invite me to Skankfest.
I'm a fucking important person. I'm an important person.
What
we're spot trading?
I've never gotten booked on Skankfest. You think I'm paying for your steak?
Four chances to one.
Yeah. So make sure you guys come out to the Depraved. Also on the lineup, Adrian Appalucci, Yamanika Saunders, Derek Gaines, Louis Katz, Scott Chaplin. I mean, what a lineup is going to be bonkers.
Every comic in New York.
The dirtiest show. Every comic except for Casey Balsham. The not Casey Balsham experience next Thursday night
at Robbie
the Stress
Slowick
Factory.
In October.
Yeah, Robbie will be there.
At least he's a white male.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going back to Soul Joles. I'm doing a showcase show with a bunch of other comics in Royersford, Pennsylvania at Soul Joles, the 25th, Saturday night. There's two shows. Come out to that. It's a little Skankfest preview. A bunch of comics that will be on Skankfest will be on that as well. Then I'm heading out to Austin, Texas. Myself, Zach Amico, Colin Turrell, and Natalie Cuomo, all going down the 30th through the 2nd at the Creek in the Cave. Get your tickets. I'll tell you right now, the Real Ass Podcast live on the 30th is going to be wild. Special guest Tony Hinchcliffe coming in. We're going to fucking, dude, we're going to have an Asian impression contest on the show, and Tony's going to be the judge.
You should do a man on the street through Tent City.
Doggy, we are going to fucking get wild, okay? Yeah. It's going to get crazy. And I'm going to do some more man on the street stuff. I did that last time at for the Real Ass Podcast live, and it was a big hit. Luis J. Gomez drunk talking to strange homeless people. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Just somebody shitting with a belt around their forearm.
October 5th, one night only. I will be in London,
Mommy?
England. One night only, London, England. This is going to be October 5th. It's a Tuesday night. There are two shows, 7:30 and 9:30. 7:30 is just about sold out. They added a 9:30 show as well. I'm doing a run with Michael Bisping the 6th through the 10th. I think those shows are almost sold out as well. But yeah, if you guys are in London, I will be there doing some fucking jokes for you, mate. Maybe you bring me a little bit of tea. We'll drink some tea together. All right? Luis J. Gomez, I'm gonna do this the whole time. I'm doing my entire set like this.
They love that.
Love it, right? I'm like, hey, mate, what's going on? Do I make you horny, baby? Yeah, randy. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah,
the whole time.
Is there a Puerto Rican on Earth with a British accent?
I don't think so.
I don't know. That'd be great, though.
Yeah, that blew my mind. Yeah. I don't know about you.
No, I don't. Is there any? Look up famous British Puerto Ricans. There must be. There must be
It has to be one.
There must be. What a weird thing. It's like a Puerto Rican guy driving a fucking Honda hatchback. It's like, hello.
I need to get some petrol.
I got to get back to me flat. Fill me car with some petrol. So yeah, guys, come out.
I'm raping a bed.
Then obviously Skankfest South happens November 5th through 7th. Shout out to Yo Kratom for helping us through this. This is really getting crazy. I'll tell you right now, the Skankfest this year is going to be it's the return after 2 years. We have crazy shit planned, but the energy surrounding it right now, ooh, the way people are fucking talking about it, feeling about it. If you didn't buy tickets, you're a fucking moron. I will say you can still win tickets if you're a fan of the show. All you got to do is subscribe, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. You get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to thousands of hours of content that you can't get anywhere else. The entire Irish Goodbye library, not available anywhere else.
Oh, man, I got to get that somehow.
Yeah.
Right now's the time, guys. Okay, just that show, there are thousands of hours.
Wow, you took our merch off, but you still have our show up.
That's right, guys.
Touche.
Did we take your merch off?
Yeah, quick. And you also didn't send
But
one
did you
out
want the merch?
Well, yeah, we were making money.
You still wanted the merch up?
Limited edition at this point.
So yeah, put it back up. It was assumed that you didn't want it up since you ended the show. It wasn't because we were like, fuck you guys, you're out.
Oh, see, I took it as that.
You're retarded.
Look at us not communicating.
What are you, retarded?
No.
You ended the show, so we're like, yeah, I guess take them off the website, take the merch out.
I don't disagree with your decision.
Yeah.
But to keep the show on is a special.
I don't think we actually kept the show on. We might, though. It might be on. Guys, let me know right now. Is the archives, is the on-demand library still available?
You switched to the Gas Irish exclusives. Goodbye. Like when a wrestler gets fired and they move him to alumni.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. Guys, either way, steal anything from Cannon. I don't care, dude.
Steal all that
Just
stuff.
Sneak into his fucking comedy shows.
It's all free.
Dude, next time you
in
see...
In hopes of getting paid later.
Next time you see Cannon...
We're sad.
Next time you see Cannon, break his fucking kneecap with like a baton, like Nancy Kerrigan. Do a fucking Nancy Kerrigan.
It'd be so easy. You'd just have to take like a spoon to the back of my knee and I'd drop.
You weak ass fucking knees.
My knees are brutal.
All you'd have to do is like drop something, anything, even something light from a high distance on my foot. I'm out for the day. Have you ever dropped even just like a chapstick on your foot from like a table?
Oh, my feet are so sensitive now. I'm like an old man.
Yeah.
They just hurt at all times. Like,
aren't you whapping them against things all the time?
I do whap them. You're right.
You whap your feet.
I am a whapper. I've been called a whapper before. That is true.
It's a good word.
Yeah. No, I am whapping them, and it does hurt. That's why they're constantly in pain, because I'll kick somebody's fucking knee, and then for a month later, I'm like, my foot's in excruciating pain. And then 3 weeks in, I was like, oh, it's almost healed up. Then I kick somebody in the elbow, and then it's all over again. So both my feet
and my fingers, they're all just constantly in pain. My fingers, you remember when you were a kid and you would play like Mercy with somebody?
Yes.
My fingers feel like I've been playing Mercy for my whole life. Like that's what it just feels like
and
at all times.
Just didn't let go.
I'm in so much pain at all. Like my whole body everywhere like really, really hurts. That's what training martial arts is, guys,
I didn't even
as
think
an old
of that.
Man.
I did because I can't like even mine from basketball and whatever. I can't play Guitar Hero until I'm like four games in, and then finally like oil reaches my joints again. Yes. But dude, it's like all brittle trying to like flex my fingers and shit.
Well, exactly. Awful. Have you ever jammed your finger playing like basketball or you know cooking or whatever you would do, Gracie?
Thanks. Yeah, yeah.
Like you're like oh, I gotta get that pop.
Goalkeeping for ladies' soccer.
Yeah, I understand. But if you ever jammed your finger before, that it feels like jiu-jitsu. Feels like you've jammed every finger and toe at all times. You're just jamming fingers and toes.
I am not about that life.
Yeah, I have to stretch every morning now. I'm like that, where I have to get out of bed and go, I need to try to touch my toes.
Yeah,
I'm at that age. It sucks when you have to stretch and drink decaf coffee. That's where I'm at.
Are you?
Decaf.
Are you flexible still?
No, a little. Like no, like depending on how much I've had to drink. I think when I'm drunk, I can still like throw a splits at you. But like when I wake up in the morning, the legs are bent to touch the toes. You know.
Yeah, I tried to stretch for a little while in the mornings, and I was doing it, but it's just so. Tedious.
Stupid.
It's so tedious.
It's dumb.
It's just like...
I gotta pick one, though. Right? I gotta meditate or stretch. It's gotta be something. Because I can't... Everybody talks about they just do something right in the morning and it kind of sets the stage for the rest of their day.
So that's what you try to do every day. You try
but
to do something.
No, I never do. Fail at it. I immediately go to Twitter and it's like, you're gay. And I'm like, well, ruin my day. And I throw my phone on my bed.
Not stretching
out. Let me meditate on that.
Ask myself some questions.
Yeah.
Stretch out my asshole.
Mm-hmm.
What? I would like to start. I would like to run every morning if I could. I want to get up and do something positive. I just can't.
Yeah.
I get up and I just fucking. I always put it off.
I really like the Peloton.
Yeah,
I know. I feel like
I don't have the money to personally buy it, but my in-laws.
Oh, you just
one.
Like you like seeing them in the
just watch through windows.
I thought you had
I
one.
I like that they exist.
I mean, we do. I lived at my in-laws. We just moved yesterday.
I really like skyscrapers. I got to be honest with you.
I saw that.
I'm an adult again. But we were living there, and they had a Peloton, so I used it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice,
and it's very great. Nice. I think I'm going to get it when I get a permanent home.
Cool. Yeah. Where did you guys move?
To Rockland. We're living in Rockland.
Oh, nice. We're in Rockland. Oh, you don't want to say the town?
I don't really want to. Say
give your address.
You know? No, I don't want to get. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't want to give my town either.
Yeah.
Like, what are they gonna do?
Well, somebody did. Put a sealed box, cardboard box, with a dead squirrel inside of it and hung it from the mailbox at my in-laws.
Ayo.
A sealed box with a dead squirrel inside of it?
Still got the ring, buddy.
Come on.
Still got the ring.
Still got the ring. Dead or alive. She's good.
A dead box with a dead squirrel inside. So I'm sorry. Who put a dead box where? What?
I think we may have talked about this.
No,
but
why?
Earlier in the pandemic, somebody, we hadn't found out who, but we got like still images from neighbors' ring cameras. But somebody took the time to get a small cardboard box, seal it shut with tape, and then handwrite perishable on it.
Can you do more? I really like the style of comedy, your new pantomime-y fucking... It was a box.
It was.
And then they put tape around the box, and then I was
it embarrassing? I was...
Okay, wait.
Really
what if the squirrel was alive, and they wrote perishable as a warning? Unless you opened it up soon.
Maybe it was a gift this whole time.
This squirrel's gonna die.
Wow.
So they left a dead squirrel in a box.
It was dead when we found it.
Mm. Yeah. On your porch?
No. So they have a long driveway, but they hung it from the mailbox at the end of the long driveway.
Whose driveway?
My in-laws.
So you think this was for you?
I don't know if it was for me or if it was for my father-in-law.
Do you think this was like
for him?
Do you think this was like an anti-Irish goodbye troll? And they were like, dude, you're fucking hoo-hoo-hoo.
That would mean a lot to me.
Yeah. That they
it really
that
would.
Much.
Yeah.
So, or how so much upset. Of a dickhead are your in-laws? Like, are they assholes? Would like neighbors like
he try might to... have an enemy or two. I don't know.
Is that father?
Yeah.
I'm getting some insight here because what type of person
my father-in-law, not stepfather.
Sorry, your father-in-law. Mm. What type of? Sorry, I had to do the math on family. Uh-huh. I don't really understand. Like, I don't understand family dynamics until I have to sit down and really like think about it.
Yeah, it's like long division.
But how would you Like, if you're the type of person that somebody would put a dead animal on your porch, you have to start looking in the mirror at one point. Like, what have you done to get there?
No, they didn't huck a dead animal. They packed an animal.
They taped it up.
Sealed it, but and then wrote on it.
Do you think they killed it? Or they found it?
No, I think they found it.
Yeah.
Oh, I really am. I thought, I know you were kidding, but I really think that they put a live squirrel wanting it to attack. Like,
oh my God, that's even crazy.
That's more sinister.
Yeah. And then they were retarded though, and they didn't put any air holes for it.
Air holes. They should have probably like sprinkled some Adderall in there, get that thing fired.
They're
all
fucking crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, like the dog and There's Something About Mary.
Yeah, I was saying, if it was an early 2000s rom com, that squirrel would have come out.
Yeah.
Dude, movies used to rule.
They were the best.
Weren't movies so...
Saving Silverman.
They were silly.
I just rewatched that movie. Yeah. It's so fucking good.
Well, it's so funny. Like, I used to deny rape culture, and then I watched like four or five movies from their mid to early
2000s. They're all rapey.
It's like,
Every single joke.
Hey, we definitely had a rape culture.
Yes.
I will admit it now. In 2021, I will say, you know what, dude? We did some things.
Yeah.
It wasn't right.
Yeah.
It wasn't right, dude. It's not even, like, there's the hack ones like Revenge of the Nerds like back in the day, but like it was all like a tone of rapiness. Like every movie throughout the 90s and early 2000s.
It was just some dumb girl that took off her top and they'd be like I just watched this one. I forget what it was called. Oh, no. We watched Euro Trip.
Yeah.
And it was literally like he tells a girl, he's like, you got something on your boob. And she's like, really? And then takes it off. And then he's just rubbing it, being like, I didn't get it. And you're like, who the fuck was, what? Who's letting this like be written?
Not to mention fucking the gay guy on the train. The entire joke
Fred Armisen.
Don't sit next to a gay man on public transportation.
He will sit on your lap and check you off.
I thought it was aimed at Fred Armisen specifically.
Miscusi. But that was written by Alec Berg, too, who's like written a bunch of things now. I think he did Barry and like some other shit now, too.
Oh, so he's grown.
Yeah, maybe he's gotten non-rapey, but he was pretty rapey in your
trip. Yeah, it was all kind of rapey, and it was
all
like... you sort like as an adult, I sort of get it. Like, all right, well, if you change the media and you change sort of the perception of it, then you're not having people thinking it's okay to videotape their fucking girls getting undressed in their college dorm.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Oh, but American Pie.
Bullshit that guy
that's not
wrote
okay.
that and is now coming out with shit. Like, he should have to put his new movies on YouTube. What the fuck? Like, the fact that he was doing that shit, same as any other comic, and now he's just in the mainstream because he's grown, changed, or whatever. It's like, no, he should have to... self-finance and make no money on his shit, too.
Account for your own trip.
I'm looking for the Notorious drop for myself because I realize what a faggot I'm being right now.
Mm.
I didn't realize, like, I and you know what was going on? It's because Casey's here with her feminine energy. Cannon's here. We can never have Cannon with a woman again. I just realized what's happening.
It's like double dipping.
Yeah, dude. It's rubbing off. I'm like, what the fuck am I talking about? Rape culture? No, rape culture fucking rules.
You're the biggest cuck. I'm sitting here slamming misogynistic jokes.
Fucking rules, dude.
Yeah.
You're right, Shannon. Please, Shannon, keep your finger on that button today if I get caught, if I catch myself being a fucking homo.
Dude, you're a gay British Puerto Rican. Damn it.
Oh, I think women should have equal rights.
Oh, for sure.
I think women are equal.
I think they're pretty.
I think they're pretty, but not too pretty.
I'ma peel me hood back and fuck a man.
Oh, you smell? Do you smell that? You smell that? That is my dick cheese.
Oh.
From under me bows. Remember that one? From under cheese?
Yeah. There was actually a button at the first restaurant I worked at. Somebody just put it as a joke. It was like one of the cheese options there was from under. Mm. I didn't know for a while that it was... Yeah. Not an option for the kitchen.
No.
Well, it was,
or
actually.
Was it?
Actually,
or
technically
was that like
was.
The cunt button? They're like, that person's being a piece of shit.
Yeah, put some from under cheese.
Have you ever done that before?
No, I definitely, I think I spit in something.
Yeah, I've spit in
a
salad.
Really
ooh. Yeah. Whose salad did you spit in?
Just some lady that was being a bitch and she's like,
she was
fuck.
A Jew.
She was.
Casey's
and
really
I'm
racist.
Jewish. I'm like, I hate my kind. No, she was just being a bitch and she was like, can you box my salad? I was like, we don't really do that there.
Shoved it in your pussy and put it back in.
Yeah. I just chewed it all, shat it out, and put it in a box. No, I just spit in it as I was like putting it back in the box.
Wow. How old were you?
Like 23.
Too old to be spitting in people's salads. What
I think that's
your,
a prime age.
What was your...
It was something similar. Like, you know, some asshole that probably didn't deserve it, but was talking
where were you
down
working?
To me. Because, I worked at Cornetta's in Piermont, right on the Hudson River.
It's a nice place.
I was the head waiter of that under the tent outdoor thing. I would just throw
No, he
up
was a head waiter. You used to have to suck everyone's dick
that's right.
in the kitchen.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You got fucking smashed, doggy. Hold on one second.
Find it. Find it.
Come on. Lewis
Baby Jay. That one's safe.
Baby Jay.
No one's safe. Yeah, that one rolls.
That's good.
What about you, Zach? Have you ever spit in somebody's food?
This is weird.
Uh-oh.
No. No, I haven't.
Zach's like, I raped a child.
No, on okay. Top of their so meal. I found out recently, this is very bad. But when I was a kid, my dad used to wash off with rubbing alcohol his entire body, which I found is really, really bad for your body.
Yeah, it's not.
And horrible for your pores.
Why would he do that?
I don't, because he worked in a machine shop, and he said it was the only way he could get clean. But one day when I was a teenager, he pissed me off, and I took a piss in his rubbing alcohol and watched him rub it all over his body.
And I only recently
told him I did that.
Wow. That was probably the healthiest thing he was putting on his body.
Yeah, they say that urine is
really bad for you. It's like,
oh my God.
Insanely bad for you.
That's wild.
Was he trying to scrape the barnacles off his arm?
I don't know.
That's intense cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, I sat and watched him like a psychopath rub it all over himself.
Unblinking behind the shades in the closet.
Just letting him tell you machine shop stories. Well, it was on and then it was off.
I've never
had a father.
I've never had a father. I gotta get all the attacks. That's not what I want. I wanted a Zach attack. God damn it. We'll figure it out later. You're right about that as well. But I've never spit in somebody's food, I don't think. Spit? You know what always stands out in my mind? Remember the scene in The Color Purple?
I've read the book.
Which scene?
Fuck it, dude. Notorious, please. Hello? Hello?
Notorious.
We get it, dude.
Yeah.
You're cultured.
I'm not. It was just that ingrained in my head. The opening page is she's getting raped.
Yeah.
It was intense. I think I was in ninth
grade. No way.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Pull up the opening page. Opening page of The Color Purple. I had no idea.
And it was the worst of times. It was the worst of times.
Can you pull up do that, because I've never read The Color Purple. I remember the movie, and I just remember the scene on the porch.
The title is about her post-assault vagina.
Oh.
It's not true.
That's fucked up, dude. First of all, she's black. It's already The Color Purple.
Yeah. It's about her knuckles.
Oh, I shouldn't be here.
Casey, that was a good joke.
Wow.
I just assigned it to her.
They're picking out announcements for church.
Oh, boy.
This is where we're figuring out that Shannon's retarded.
She
thinks this is the book.
It's a book picture.
Shannon thinks this is a book, which is hilarious.
Or you cannot hear her talk about her dad raping her. That's fine.
Whoa. It still doesn't matter, you fucking retarded woman. I still asked for the first page of the book.
Well,
so.
She's saying it, so you don't have to read it.
Now show them
Now you have to be... Now we have...
I think Shannon's...
He's helping you, so you don't have to read.
Now show them
She's saving you
from reading out loud.
Hold on.
Now show them
our screen.
Shannon, show your titties.
Not me. I'm not in control of the camera.
Okay. There we go. Ladies, you're being very insubordinate today. Both of you guys.
I'm out of it.
Both of you. Now, if you guys want to save your jobs, kiss each other and feel each other's breasts on camera right now. You're doing it.
Whoa, yeah. What is this, Euro trip?
Hell yeah. Real Ass Podcast directed by Mick G.
I miss Michelle Trachtenberg.
I hated her.
You did?
Was she?
Oh, she's
Trachtenberg was hot enough.
Yeah.
Was that the trumpet in my pussy chick?
No.
What?
That's Allison Hannigan, right?
Flute in my pussy. Yeah,
both from Buffy, though.
Yeah, both Buffies.
Notorious.
Who's...
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
All right, so Casey?
Okay. Dear God, I am 14 years old. I have always been a good girl. Maybe you can give me a sign letting me know what is happening to me. Last spring, after little Lucius come, I heard them fussing. He was pulling on her arm. She say it too soon, Fonzo. I ain't well. Finally, he leave her alone. A week go by. He pulling on her arm again. She say, nah, I ain't gonna. Can't you see I'm already half dead and all and all of these children, she went to visit her sister doctor over Macon. Let me to see after the others. He never had a
This is not a rape book.
Me. Well, you say you're going to do what Mammy wouldn't. First, he put his thing up against my hip and sort of wiggle it around. Then he grab hold my titties. Oh, then he push his thing inside my pussy.
Oh, wow. She's when talking sexy,
hurt,
too.
I cry.
Hold on. Time out. Pause it. Rewind.
Okay.
Put sexy music on. This is the
paragraph. Purple rain, purple rain, purple rain.
We need some sexy music. Sorry, so slow, Casey, relax. Slow it down.
Okay.
Start this paragraph over. Relax. Everyone's trying to have a good time right now. You're being an asshole.
Relax. Like, that's what you say when you're trying to write a
voice. Feel the language of the piece. Don't be afraid to do a voice.
You guys.
Don't be afraid.
I want to be a mother. I'm trying to become a mother. And you want me to read this? Okay.
You think this is like God's testing you? It's like, you want to be a mom? Go ahead. Read this.
She went to visit her sister doctor over Macon. Mm. Left me to see after the others.
Yeah, she did.
He never had a kind word to say to me. Just say you're going to do what your mammy wouldn't. First, he put his thing up against my hip and sort of wiggle it around.
Mm.
Then he grabbed hold my titties.
No, I'll slow down now.
Then he pushed his thing inside my pussy.
Oh, Lord.
When that hurt, I cry.
Hell yeah.
He started
Oh, my
to choke
God, do
me.
I cry. Sorry.
Cry every single. He start to choke me, saying, you better shut up and get used to it. But I don't never get used to it, and now I feel sick every time I be the one to cook. My mama, she fuss at me and look at me. She happy, because he good to her now, but too sick to last long.
Now, imagine that was a white chick. Wow.
I hated that.
Wow. Wow. Now everyone's like, okay, that's brutal.
You're the worst.
Right? Because that was just a sexy story. No,
this
I'm
don't, these
I'll,
don't stay
on
the,
I'm
this
fucking,
doesn't stay on the internet for long.
I'm,
does it?
I'm putting
no.
I'm
po- paywall.
I'm pointing my finger at racism right now, like that. What was the movie?
The Color Purple.
No, the other movie about A Time to Kill. Oh. Like A Time to Kill. I'm pointing my fences.
I hate this.
Louis J. Gomez rules.
Does he?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Louis J. Gomez.
Louis J.
Rocks.
Gomez, the fucking man, mate.
Rocks
hell
across
yeah.
The pond.
Casey Balsham. She just ruined her career for no reason. It's not even the big podcast.
Oh, motherfucker.
It's not even the big podcast.
Thanks, Lewis.
What would you do for the Real-Ass podcast?
I honestly had never read that before, and I didn't know it was going to go that way.
It went
you
hard.
Said it, and then you put
hard.
Sexy music to it, and I felt like I would. You know, I felt like I was raped into reading that, if I'm going to be
you
honest.
Guys, did you not, I'll accept that.
Thank you.
And the right.
Rape!
The writing forces an accent out of you.
It does.
It, yeah.
I ain't never finna like
you just,
your dick.
You just feel yourself enter the song. You can't get out of it.
Did you guys see
it? It's like if Nicki Minaj did a ballad. No.
So the whole point in the movie A Time to Kill at the end of the movie, so like a little black girl gets raped. In the movie.
Mm.
You know this movie.
John Grisham, right?
Is this Johnny Depp?
This is like an Ashley Judd. In the South, like
McConaughey.
McConaughey's the lawyer.
Yeah.
Yes,
and the whole speech at the end.
Now imagine she was white.
Yeah, the whole speech at the end is like he like goes through the story about how this little girl was raped, and he like breaks it down like beat by beat. He's like, this is what happened. And they're the two white guys on trial, these fucking hillbillies that like raped this like 9-year-old girl, right? And no, it's not even them on trial.
They put
it's,
her father in jail, right?
Here's what happens. It's actually a good movie.
It's a
so,
great movie.
So these guys, these drunken hillbillies raped this little girl, right? And the father, Samuel L. Jackson, while they're going into court, pulls out a machine gun and shoots them and fucking kills them. Just fucking shows up at the court and fucking
Hell
kills
yeah.
them. Maybe a shotgun. I don't know what it was, right? I just imagine fucking two machine guns.
How didn't anybody do that to Larry Nasser?
I didn't know.
You know what I mean?
But that, I mean, there was
dad.
That one story.
Just
of the guy.
One dad.
There was the one story about the...
the dad who killed the karate
at the airport,
instructor.
At the airport, dude, where he just went fucking blam, right
really?
On camera, dude. Oh,
yeah,
you
they
never
were,
saw
they were extraditing.
How dare you do that? Yeah.
It was a kid who was raping
like
his karate... A guy who was raping his karate students, and the one dad there, like, moving him from the airport, and the dad
Show
is
me.
Just,
suck my dick.
The dad is just standing at the payphone. waiting for him to walk by, and he just turns around and fucking point blank.
On the news. And yeah.
On TV.
On TV, on the news. And got away with it. And got away with
no
it.
No shit.
They went, you know what?
We got
they gave him community service or some shit, dude. I swear to God.
They made him a karate instructor.
It's like the Santa Claus. He falls off the roof. You put on the suit. All of a sudden, you're the karate instructor.
He has to tie the belt, and he's like, "Let's go!"
Look at these kids sweating.
Oh shit! So, wait, how do we even get into that little journey?
Because we were talking about the color purple. Then Samuel Jackson.
Oh right, right.
So they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
So Samuel Jackson shoots the two guys right and kills them, and also accidentally shoots like another person, like a cop, like that's in the town or whatever. So then they put Samuel Jackson on trial.
Did I do that?
My bad.
And then at the end, Matthew McConaughey gives this whole long speech about, and he describes these two white guys raping this little girl. Mm. You have the speech. Oh, good, please.
Good timing.
Soaked in her blood. Left to die. Can you see her?
He looks young.
Yeah. This is right around contact.
I want you to picture.
Look kind of hot.
Yeah.
He's a little girl.
All right. We get him, McConaughey. You could cry on command. Fucking dickhead. Fuck, I hate hot, good actors. They make me fucking sick. Just be a hot guy, dude. Surf and be fucking go do a Fast and Furious. Be a fucking hot guy. You got to fucking put together a masterful performance and you're hot.
It's also like Tom Brady. It's like you were just given every gift. It's like, I get it. You work hard, but you work hard on top of all the gifts you were given. I'm not impressed.
Mm-hmm. All right, rewind it for a second because this is the Imagine She's White.
Now imagine she's white.
That hit the...
I got chills. I'm not going to lie.
But the whole point of that movie, it's really funny. Like, the whole point is that the jury wouldn't care that it was a black girl.
Right.
He had a really, like, hey, guys, imagine she's a white chick now.
Dude, yeah. Kevin Spacey, really, just everything you rewatch of his, he has that same just vacant look in his eye and
like
everything.
He's staring off in the distance for a young boy.
Just thinking of middle school basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
gotta be middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, anyway, the point is that was a really hot scene in that book. And thank you, Casey, for being a part of that and sharing that with us. Our fan base was able to masturbate this morning and get one out.
Good for you guys.
Now they won't do it in real life.
Now
so
they can get on with their day.
Service.
Go stretch, go meditate. Now that's you've gotten your yank and pug out of the way.
You exorcised their demons.
Thank you so much, you guys.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is the marquee sponsor for Skankfest and the entire Puerto Rican Rattlesnake Fight Camp, and they are home of the best prices for Kratom on the internet. You guys don't have to go to a gas station or to a smoke shop to buy your Kratom. You can have it delivered right to your door. In discreet packaging, go to yokratom.com. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, that's where you got to get it. They're home of the $60 kilo. Grab a kilo of Kratom right now for just $60 at yokratom.com. Okay, where were we? Okay, let's talk about, you know what? Fuck it. Guys, you know what? It's time for another edition of What You Snacking On?
What are you snacking?
What happened to the video?
We went from rape to cheese and crackers.
The video intro, you... I hate women.
That was on me, sorry.
God damn it. You want to try it again, Natalie? Can we do it?
I'll try it again. Give me about 4 seconds.
Want to try it again?
Natalie?
There's a little... Usually you could see where you're kidding.
If these were men, I would be biting their face right now.
Lewis,
I'm so nice to women.
You do this show 3 times a week, and you still don't even know where your sound buttons are. We're waiting minimum 30 seconds.
Is it my fault that my retarded women put all of my sound buttons in no rhyme or reason order? Is that my fault?
Yeah, it's your job to look at them.
Here's rape, rape. Rape, rape!
Here, wait. Try it again.
Rape, rape! Rape, rape on the first fucking date. Now all the way
it
on the other
side, right?
Right, all the way.
A banger
on the other side of the board.
Kind of very...
all the way on the other side of the board.
Okay.
For no reason, up fucking one row, across three rows. Rape, rape. Rape, Rape, Short. Now, why wouldn't they be right next to each other?
Is it like here and here? Maybe alphabetically, that's just where it went in the line.
No, because it's Rape, Rape, Short, and Rape, Rape. That's not like, that's Rape, Rape, Drop. The Zach, the...
He's just thinking out it's alphabetical.
I know.
No, it's not. The Zach Attack Drop is over here. The Guess the Track Drop is over here. So I'm just saying, it's not me. It's okay. Fucking, we can, you know, it's, you're acting like it's me. It's not me, Ralph. Thank you. Ralph's looking thin, dude. Hey, Ralph's looking fucking lean, dude. The Gas Digital fucking bosses are looking lean. Wow. Yeah, Shannon.
Not a good sign for the company.
You're gonna leave. You're about to leave for a younger company.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of What You Snacking On? What are you snacking on?
I don't know what's happening.
So I was going to tell what you're snacking on. What you been snacking on lately? Because I invented a new treat last night.
Okay.
And Shannon was making fun of me this morning. She's like, I see you're eating this treat. I was like, no, you fucking asshole. I took one nibble, but I did invent it. I'm going to share it with the masses. It's on my Instagram as well. We'll pull that up in a minute. But for now, let's find out what our guests and what Zach's been snacking on. Zach's been losing weight, so I feel like Zach's been snacking less.
I've been doing good.
What you been snacking on, Zach?
Grapes. But can I tell you what's a real high problem?
Grape! That's a grape.
A real,
I swear to God,
a real high snacking problem.
What?
Do you know they sell burnt Cheez-Its?
What?
Burnt?
Oh, Cheez. I saw that.
Well done,
yeah,
Cheez-Its.
Yeah, I did see
you
that.
You love those?
Dude.
They're unreal.
They're a problem.
Really?
They're so good.
I'm not a Cheez-It guy.
You will be.
Dude, you got to have them.
They're burnt. They look burnt.
Yeah, they're like, well done.
You know where that came from? Some fucking Mexican in the Cheez-It factory.
Fucked up
one day. Like, these are delicious.
There's an explosion at the Cracker Factory.
They're extra toasty.
What was that?
There's an explosion at the Cheez-It factory. I lose my whole family.
What was that? What was that commercial?
That was like Fruit Roll-Up.
Was it Fruit Roll-Up?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like explosion at the Fruit Roll-Up.
Were they combined
and they became like tie-dye ones?
Yeah, yeah, dude.
We have star cutouts now.
Holy shit. Explosion. 60 people died.
Might have been Cookie Crisp also. Yeah, there were like a couple of commercials that employed that technique.
That had explosions.
A couple of factories.
Oops, all tragedy.
Dude, Cookie Crisp fucking ruled, dude.
Yeah.
Cookie Crisp really spoke to me.
Like, I never ate it.
Its mascots were criminals.
Yeah, they're burglars. It's a burglar dog.
Great, dude. That's what I want to be. I was going to steal cookies and eat them for breakfast.
Yeah.
That's a wild thing. Imagine giving your child, because you have a son, mm-hmm. imagine, sorry.
A bowl of cookies.
Yeah, that's...
It's what it is, a bowl of cookies.
It is. Crazy.
All kids' cereal was. Like, I was a Lucky Charms person. That's a bowl of fucking marshmallows.
But at least Lucky Charms, crackers. At least Lucky Charms, they're pretending it's like a...
They have oat in there.
All the other ones, like Corn Pop, sure, it's probably, it breaks down the same exact way. It probably has the exact same amount of sugar. But Cookie Crisp, you're saying to your kid, hey, here's a bowl of cookies.
Yeah, you fucking
Like, that is like crazy. Like, you are just, am I describing your childhood, Zach?
I was thinking French Toast Crunch and Waffle Crunch.
But I mean, how good is French Toast Crunch?
I've never had it. I
don't have it either.
Yeah.
Paco, like, go get a box of French Toast Crunch right now.
What's
Let's get crazy.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I eat that. That's like mine.
Paco, go back to 93 and get a box of French Toast Crunch, please. They still make
Is it
right?
The same thing? Cinnamon Toast Crunch, French Toast Crunch?
No, they were like little pieces of French toast.
They were like thicker, yeah.
See, I eat like it French now toast. As like an adult. Like last night.
And then there was Waffle Crisp.
Oh, yeah, I remember
which
that.
Which is little waffles.
So like me, I'm trying to eat better and shit, but I did the thing last night where I ate dinner nice and early at like 7, and I was like, all right, I'm not eating for the rest of the night.
Nice.
And then at like 10, I cut up an apple and I had it. And then after the apple, I ate a sleeve of Oreos, another apple, and Yodels. It was like, what am I fucking doing, dude?
What happened?
I don't drink and I just go off the rails.
The apple sets you up. You're like, well, if I can eat one little...
Yeah. It just went off the rails and I can't stop.
Well, if you're going to eat something that late, don't do fucking... Even sugar, like even like fruit sugar.
No, I know all of this intellectually, yeah. But I can't stop myself.
You can stop yourself.
I probably can.
You have self-control. You're fine.
I mean,
it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I also say I'm never smoking a Dutch again, and then I just go back. I'll do a week or two, no Dutch Masters, and then I'll smoke Dutches.
Yeah, Dutches, they make me a little sick now. I've been going back to White Owls. White Owls is where I'm at.
The cheaper Dutch?
No, White Owls just taste better. They're a little thinner.
Yeah.
Dutch is so much paper.
I did those hemp wraps. They have CBD, but they're like, they're brittle.
Did you try the poppers?
I hate them. Yeah, they
Somebody
suck.
Brought you the other week. The
yeah, they're in my car right
How
now.
How were they, all right?
I haven't tried them yet. No. What you snacking on, Casey?
Well, I've been really into banana chips lately.
Banana chips, I like them. I enjoy a banana chip.
Little yeah, banana we know. Chips. And I've been, what'd you say?
I said I enjoy a banana chip, and I said, yeah, we know.
My name's Miguel. I'm the only British Puerto Rican. I love banana chips.
I love banana chips.
I love banana chips.
Banana chips.
In England, those are banana fries.
Yeah. Banana fries.
Some sweet banana fries.
And then I've had a big kick of like smart, like the white cheddar popcorn. Big kick of white cheddar popcorn. I ate like a half a bag last night.
I enjoy some white cheddar popcorn.
It's good.
Popcorn is one of those sneaky snacks where they convince you that it's healthy.
It's not.
You're like, yeah, it's healthy. It's popcorn. It's
not if you eat the whole fucking bag.
No, it's not. Yeah.
With hot sauce?
Dude. Yeah. Ooh.
You know what I've been enjoying? Like, first of all, I've been snacking on a few things. I have a barbecue now. Okay, end of the summer, finally opened up my barbecue. I barbecued almost every night since I've opened it.
Nice.
I love it. It's easier, it's better, it's like...
The most Puerto Rican dad move of all time. Yeah. I opened up my barbecue in the end fall. Of August.
Yeah.
Fall barbecue dad.
Dude, I put
We're gonna uncover the pool in a few weeks.
Draining the hot tub.
I finally put up the lights in my backyard. Like, I have a string of lights now. I can hang out there at night. I got a fire pit. I did this all at the end of summer.
Unreal.
This should have been in May.
Yeah.
I finally did it, though, but next summer... It's gonna fucking rule.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
How long are you staying there?
I have one more year, I think next September, mm-hmm. and then I'm gonna buy a place.
Yeah, you like the
And
burbs.
I've been looking at places. Shannon, you might want to get in now, girl. Now's the time.
You always have a girlfriend whenever you propose these things to me.
Natalie's actually cool with other chicks, I think, being in our relationship. I think I'm brainwashing her slowly but surely.
I think we'd get along.
Right?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, you guys are within 20 years of age.
You can start
a mom-daughter OnlyFans.
They're going to be giving a dual interview on 60 Minutes in 2 years.
So, Shannon, what you snacking on? Werther's Originals. I'm snacking on prune juice.
Well, Shannon, can you taste anything?
I can. I'm like 80% back now.
Yeah, nice. She can taste something.
Very exciting.
Hell yeah. Oof. Hell yeah. So, I've been grilling a lot. Now, one thing that I'm snacking on, some delicious sweet corn, which your body processes the same way as a fucking candy bar. Let's get real, okay? Mm. But that's a nice little fucking treat that I really, really enjoy. It does. It does, dude. It's just fucking... It's
yeah.
Just,
it's Was a, it on the cob?
On the cob.
Oh. I don't know how you make it. Like I've
you don't
never
like
had
on the cob?
I can't. I have like a half fake front tooth, so if I
you
bite it just pops the fuck off.
Yeah.
I hate
Wait,
corn
what?
In general because it shows up in my shit. I can't.
Break
I have
it down.
Mental problems. You know, I can't like look back and see
what you ate.
My shit being a yellow Dalmatian.
Is the theme of today's show that corn sucks? Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Look at back. Is that one? I owed you one, dude.
I don't want it.
I owed you one, dude.
Just give it back.
Yeah, so corn on the cob. I mean, you can ask Harrington. With nothing on it, no butter, no nothing. I take the corn on the cob, put a little bit of water inside of the fucking thing, and I throw it directly on the grill.
Wrap it in foil?
No.
No?
Nothing. Right in the husk. Right in the fucking
husk.
Right in the husk. And I fucking peel it. I use the husk to hold it. I peel it down like a banana, and then I use the husk at the end. I go...
Oh, you really are a farm monkey.
It's fucking delicious. Yeah. It's one of the best treats in the world. Oh, I want it right now.
Your poor white neighbor is supposed to be staring out the window like, look how he's eating it.
My neighbor walked by the other day, and she was she's kind of a cute chick. And she's like, yeah, you got the life. You're just always like hanging out, huh? And I was like, yeah, rules of eating corn.
Yeah, you don't really
boxing with my friends in the backyard.
You don't ever really go to work or shut the fuck up, do you?
Yeah. Cool life.
Dude, I'm watching her every morning go to her car to her shit job. I'm like, yeah, I'm smoking a blunt.
You have people following you with iPhones so it doesn't even look professional.
Holding a gob of corn.
I have Paco and Harrington follow me around with androids.
That's why I can't, like, my father-in-law does not respect what I do for a living after, you know, we've lived together for a year. Yeah. And I don't blame him because all he's seen me do is giggle into a MacBook Pro and put on costumes and dance around in his yard in front of a fucking iPhone.
It is very silly. Of course he doesn't. And we judge TikTokers like we're any better.
We're the same.
It's the same shit.
We're pathetic.
Right?
Yeah. We just can't do it as well.
So
I think that's where
we're
it comes.
We're just too old.
So corn has been my treat that I've really been enjoying lately. Corn on the cob, nothing else. Boom.
Do you do a little the street corn stuff? You put the
I love it. Some elote.
Tortilla. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My sister's married to a Mexican, and she makes the elote.
It's delightful.
All the time, which is great. But I just like the corn plain. I just fuck it. I enjoy it. Okay. But the thing that I invented last night that needs to be shared with the fucking world, and this is a big fucking deal for all the fat fucks out there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a fat fuck, if you are just a fat, lazy piece of shit,
listening,
a real fucking tub of shit,
keep going,
a tub tart, as they say,
sure,
this is for you,
okay?
You guys have heard of s'mores, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah, you have, okay? Now imagine fuck the graham cracker, fuck the chocolate, we're gonna take Tate's cookies. Have you heard of these? Tate's cookies?
Just the crispy ones.
The crispy, crumbly Tate's cookies, which have a similar consistency to graham crackers. Mm-hmm. The chocolate's already built in. You toast your marshmallow between two Tates. You got a fucking Tate s'more, motherfucker! Holy shit!
He's on fire!
That's what's up, nigga.
It's the best.
It doesn't make sense that nobody has done like
nobody's
that. This isn't the nobody's norm.
Look up Tate s'more. Nobody's done it.
Why the fuck hasn't
nobody's thought about it? I'm telling you right now, dude.
That blows my mind.
I know.
More.
It's the best because it can't be any chocolate chip cookie. Chocolate chip cookie s'more, I'm sure, has been done plenty of times.
I don't know.
I've never seen.
I've never seen a chocolate chip cookie s'more.
You're right.
Like the
Tate s'more, it has a specific crispy consistency. Are you looking up to see if anybody else has done it? You're fucking trying to make me look like an asshole right now, Natalie? You fucking lesbian?
It's definitely
this is why
like
God made you a lesbian, and you're not going to get into heaven because of the attitude like that. He preemptively knew you were going to be this person. Wow.
You're going to show up at the pearly gates. God's going to smell your breath and send you south.
I can't believe people work for you.
It's a recession.
It's true. People are off of
people
unemployment
need jobs now. Right now.
That looks delicious, though. I don't like, because I don't like Tate's regularly. I like chocolate chip cookies should be soft.
Some people
I don't
say
like
that, and they
like
are
that.
Wrong.
I wouldn't have showed up for your wedding. Now I'm glad you didn't invite me to your wedding.
I had s'mores at my wedding
because you're fucking.
They were
with Reese's
awesome.
Pieces.
You were at her wedding.
I was there.
Of course.
Yeah.
He roasted us.
I did. Killed.
Cannon, you invited fucking Cannon.
Hey, a lot of comments there.
Not to double down on bad news, but what was that you just brought up?
What?
Ooh, 2000.
Homemade Tate's cookie s'mores.
Boo.
When did they do that?
That's embarrassing.
2019. That is embarrassing.
Your marshmallow looked a little more cooked, though. You need a
where
little
the fuck
on
did?
The marshmallow.
First of all, Natalie, where did you find that so quickly on the Tate's Facebook page?
You're misdirecting all of your anger today. That one was Shannon's doing.
Shannon, you dyke.
Oh. Shannon, how could you even find that so quickly?
I screwed up the screens and she pulled up Tate's.
I Googled Tate's cookie s'mores and this was the first thing that came up.
I invented
Facebook.
Them. So this is all being fucking deleted from this episode. And you're not going to sit here and act like I tagged Tate's thinking they were going to retweet it. Like a fucking desperate asshole. They were like, we already did this, loser.
Don't you think all the companies have like a
we're
filter?
Not retweeting a Nazi.
Yeah, exactly. They know who you are. Yeah. You know?
I was talking about Tate's way before anybody was talking about Tate's. I really was. I got because Tate started off, you used to find them in like a little shitty bag.
Yeah, are you being a hipster for a hipster cookie?
Mm-hmm.
It's the best cookie. You can be a hipster.
Is that your
be,
favorite cookie?
It's the best cookie.
Okay.
It's the best store-bought cookie you can get.
I like a mint Milano.
A mint Milano.
Yeah.
You are.
They're cushiony.
Disgusting.
They're pillowy.
You make
they're
me
soft.
Fucking sick.
They're the menthol cigarettes your breath? Of cookies. Yes. They come in a little paper cup. They're delicious. What did you call them? The Newport cigarettes?
The menthol cigarettes of cookies.
They're delicious. A mint Milano look, fucking would kick a Tate's ass.
Once in a while.
Mint Milano sounds like a guy who does smoke Newports, by the way. My friend Mint Milano from Newark.
No. He's my manager.
I gotta go help Mint Milano on a
gig. You see, Zach, we're gonna get to the next level of your comedy career.
Yeah. And then Tate does sound like a guy that makes fucking soap in his bathroom in Brooklyn.
No, Mint Milano, like, I'm never going for a mint cookie. Once in a while, if it's crazy, if I happen upon it, some mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Delicious.
Look, you don't like you're right.
I've never in my
it's
life.
Delicious.
You're right. You've never tried it.
No, I have, of course.
Go get some mint chocolate chip ice cream right now.
Trader Joe's mint chocolate chip ice cream is.
Are you eating a mint kind bar right now?
Yes, he is.
Ugh,
thank you.
Disgusting.
Nuts, mint, and chocolate?
Yes. Yummy. Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy. It just feels like it was like done by accident, right?
Probably. He looks very pissed that we brought it up.
Like somebody dropped their gum in the machine.
Mint is not candy flavor. Like even candy canes fucking bug me, dude. Mint is gum or breath freshening flavor. That's what it's used for. Yeah, exactly.
Or Andy's mint, which is kind of somewhere between a chocolate and a mint.
Or delicious. A peppermint patty. I used to frisbee that shit at my sister's. Fuck that as a cookie, as a candy, as anything.
Peppermint patty's low
it,
fat.
Just fucking heat it up.
Low
and
fat.
Toss it at him.
Just hit him and have a little fucking minty puck. Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. Dude, you're right, dude. I'm not. They are the last thing in my Halloween bag at the end of the year will be any sort of mint candies. Yeah, Junior Mints.
Delicious.
It's not even happening.
No.
I won't even open them. That's disgusting. Junior Mints.
Save them for me. I'll take them.
I will.
You get three
please.
In a little
give,
box.
Give Casey all your mint candies.
Dude. Give me all the mint.
What about Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies?
Delicious.
Still no.
See?
I'd say that's
there
top
we go.
Year. He makes a great point.
There we go.
He makes a great point.
They're phenomenal.
They're fucking phenomenal. I wasn't thinking. You're right. I did say mint and a cookie. Go fuck yourself, Casey. I'm glad I never came to your wedding. But I was wrong to say that.
Thank you so much.
I wish I was invited again.
Thank you so much.
Because of the Girl Scout cookie. Thin Mint Girl Scout cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just going to stay consistent.
Have you never had a Thin Mint Girl Scout?
No, I have. I for whatever reason, dude, it doesn't do it for me. It chalks up my mouth. It de-moisturizes the cookie and the enjoyment of the chocolate.
It's almost like they have this stuff called milk.
I hate it with that too, though.
Zach's
and then it makes my mouth
furious
too cold.
About your cookie etiquette right now.
It's like if I was on Fox News.
Dude, it finds all the cavities I have, and I sip milk, and it just pressure, you know, pains.
No, I love. Teeth. Oh, I love a nice. Ice cold glass of milk with some cookies. Mm-hmm. Dude, the cookies we have right now, those Catalina keto cookies, I'm bringing them to Jamaica with me. This is what a fat fuck I am.
Is this your second trip to Jamaica this year?
Shut the fuck up, dude. You sit there and judge me.
Your blood clad yard man. Put your pie in your
pocket. Who's this one?
Oh, I'm Lewis.
Hello, I'm in the villa.
You're like, I haven't been here this year. That was another guy.
Dude, these are fucking.
I'm English.
This is not an ad. Are we snacking on? This is not an ad. Catalina Crunch Cookies.
They have cereal too, yeah.
They're keto. Do they?
Yeah.
Dude, their cereal might be fucking solid. Because this shit, dude, this is a keto fucking cookie. 1 gram of sugar. Pass it over to Casey. Make sure everyone's hands touch Casey's food before she puts it into her mouth. Here. Good, Candy. This is not an ad. I swear to God.
Do they happen to be a sponsor, though?
No. Oh. They're not. They just got... I said I want keto cookies in the studio. Here's the thing. Everyone has to eat the snacks that I like. It's peanut butter.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
No, you're not. You're not. It'd be funny.
Oh, God. I was really scared because my nephew.
I was cackling, hoping it was real. I swear to God. I was like, oh, this is great.
I just stabbed myself in the heart with an EpiPen.
I was pulling an EpiPen. These taste like childhood.
They're fucking delicious.
These kind of cookies? Very, like packed in a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
They are good.
They're fucking keto.
Yeah, no, why? They're not mint.
You remember when you invested in that keto cereal?
Oh. And I was like, this is going to be the best. I bought three fucking
so excited for this keto cereal.
Meat
and
milk.
It was so expensive.
Their cereal isn't as good as these cookies.
Yeah, I've never tried their cereal. I tried another shit cereal. What was the cereal that we tried? Do you remember, Shannon?
I remember it was like $15
a box. Magic
it wasn't Magic Spoon.
Oh, I heard
about
it.
No, it wasn't Magic Spoon. That was the one that Tim...
oh, maybe you're right.
Was a sponsor on Tim's show. It was like an alternative one to those.
And it was the worst.
This shit was... I couldn't give it away to people. Like, I tried. Like I spent so much money. I was like, dude, chocolate fucking... Like, it was like Cocoa Puffs, it looked like. I was like, I miss Cocoa Puffs so much. It really got me. I bought three fucking boxes. It was like $22 per box of cereal.
Oh, my God.
It was
God.
Crazy. And then I tried it once, and it was the most disgusting inedible thing I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, I do that a lot, where I just kind of invest into something without trying it first.
And it was crazy.
It's a better deal if I get three.
If you guys are trying to do keto, these are fucking incredible. These are incredible. By the way, a serving is two cookies. So, like, I think it's like 1 or 2 grams of sugar, like, per cookie. That's how they, like, make it work. But it's fucking great.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty fucking solid.
Not bad.
Loving it.
I gotta pee.
No, dude.
Bye.
Bye. We're about to play another game, dude.
I was just looking up. There was
miss my game.
Other keto thing, but I think I would look too far in my pictures.
It's okay. Can I have another coffee from one of the ladies in the booth? Ladies in the booth. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Ladies in the booth.
Ladies in the booth. Natalie, we always ask Shannon this. If you had to sleep with one of your bosses, me or Ralph, who would it be? If you had to. Backs against the wall.
I'm not going to answer
backs
that.
Backs against the wall, Natalie.
Forehead against the wall.
Not at all.
If you had to. We don't say you want to. Obviously,
if I had to, I would flip a coin.
You would flip a coin?
Yeah.
And then Ralph will go chase
well,
the
I'll
coin.
Well, I'll say you because you're
she
here.
She won't even pick one.
Oh, Ralph's here too.
Ralph's here
I'll
too.
I'll flip a coin.
Pick a flip a coin.
Oh, come on. Really? Who would rather sleep with Ralph? That is crazy to me. If anybody would rather sleep with Ralph Sutton than me, that person has a fucking brain injury. And no offense to Ralph. Ralph's a cool person, but he's disgusting. He's a disgusting old man. Facts.
Lovebird cereal? Was that the one? I found it.
No.
Okay. Not Lovebird?
That wasn't it.
Okay. All right.
Terrible cereal. All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our newest sponsors right here on the show. And actually, to be honest with you, this is really cool. They are a New York City-based brand, which it's very rare. We want to support New York City-based businesses because they've gotten hit probably harder than anybody else during this pandemic. And this company is called Oklahoma Smokes. They are a nicotine-free CBD cigarette that can help you kick that nasty tobacco habit. They look and smoke just like a real cigarette with organically grown additive-free hemp.
Oklahoma Smokes is also a great alternative for people trying to cut back their weed intake or still smoke along with friends but not get high all the time.
Yeah, dude, I'll tell you right now. I've talked about it for a while now. I've tried a bunch of different CBD brands to smoke, and they really do. They help me relax. They calm me down. It has almost the same benefit as taking a puff from a cigarette, where you just instantly feel that anxiety lifted off of you. But you're not getting high. You're not getting all those harmful chemicals. You're not being addicted to nicotine anymore. It's so much better than cigarettes. It truly is a great alternative. So right now, all you got to do is check out their website, which is itsoklahomas.com. With over 10,000 smokers who've used Oklahoma Smokes to quit and nearly a 5-star rating along with 200 plus 5-star reviews, this will be the next innovation in cutting back and quitting smoking. Trust me right now, jump in on it. Go to their website, itsoklahomas.com. That's itsoklahomas.com and play around a bit. And they really, dude, so many people love them. I'll tell you right now, you will love them too. Right now, go to itsoklahomas.com and play around with their website. Check out their line of products. And if you decide to purchase anything, make sure you use the promo code RAP at checkout. You get a special discount from the Real Ass Podcast directly. Once again, that's itsoklahomas.com, promo code RAP, and free shipping on all your purchases. Okay, where were we? All right, you know what? Let's do this story real quick while we're waiting for Cannon to come back. Never mind, Cannon is back. Let's go. Actually, fuck it, let's do it anyway. Is the dad bod still in? Because I'm getting fucking shreddo. I'm getting shreddo. Dad bod was the thing of the past. I'm going for a new level of fucking. No, dad bod was in for a hot minute.
Yeah, it's fun. I like a good like chest and arm sitch with a not abs.
No abs. Okay. You like
you,
that.
You good. Can have a little bit of a, not like a beer belly, but like I think if you got like chest and arms and stuff, you're okay to have a little gut.
Okay. But you still would rather abs ultimately deep down. Yeah.
Sometimes abs come you with produce... a personality. I don't like the personality that abs come with.
That is true.
You know? Yeah. You know, but I would love to have lady abs. Thank you.
Lady abs.
Lady abs would be nice.
I like a chick with abs. Once in a while. It's nice. So you don't want to be too hard body.
Are you going to go for the full sucked out six pack? Like, are you going to do that? Or are you going for like kind of the Chuck Liddell
like
shin, thin sheen over? a very strong
core. Top
is a good can never get rid of the fat on my body.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Doctors.
Without you just surgery.
No. Oh, you mean the excess skin?
Not the skin. The actual... So.
Yes,
the,
you can. Dude, you 100% can.
Listen to me. Let me explain to you the way it works, okay? The way your body can lay down fat cells. It cannot destroy fat cells. Your fat cells, what happens is they flatten out. When you're losing weight, they flatten. That is. But those cells are still there. So this is why people that used to be fat can blow up. This is why people fluctuate a lot very fast. This is why liposuction exists.
Right.
Because... What happens?
For the lazy.
What happens is
the bodybuilding Bible for men.
The reason they tell you to.
Everybody's dad used to have that.
Yeah, it actually works. My dad, to be honest, I got down to 5.5 body percent or 5.5.
But you
were
you never had those fat cells.
But my
laid
friend
down.
Tim, who was fatter than you and bigger, he not only he had like missile tits, and he carved those up to be perfectly shredded, and he had like an 8-pack show abs. Dude, and he's like,
no,
he's bigger
know,
now, too.
You kiss under them on Christmas.
I saw my Zackle Snake, Zackle Snake,
Zackle Snake, Zackle Snake. I can get pretty shredded, and I've been 190 pounds, and I have abs. I look very, very shredded, but I can never be like lean, like MMA fighter, like fucking, like you see, like, I'm trying to think of like who's a fighter, like any, like anybody.
Dustin?
Anybody in the 155-pound division, you know, but the, like lean muscle, that's not going to happen. I'm going to always have like a little layer of fat over my muscle, so it's never going to look like sucked out like that.
Okay,
I mean, we'll see.
But
I think
no,
you could.
That's not.
Have
I
you,
yeah, I guess that. Not.
Have you done,
Patty, what's his fuck? He's pretty shredded.
Patty Pimblett.
Yeah. Have you also done like an allergy test to see that there could be like some, like my friend was like, she would work out all the time, and like she was so, like if you touched her she was hard, but she always had a layer of fat until she found out she was like allergic to eggs and allergic to a couple other things, and once she removed that it was like,
oh yeah, no like I for sure have like a gluten
swelling
issue.
Or,
dude,
yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, like, yeah. Matt, if I eat bread or if I like, those are gluten free, those are keto, that's like, if I didn't fucking, if I
inflammatory,
eat
that's what the word
bread
is.
Or if I eat a bunch of sugar, I just blow up like crazy. Like
milk is big, yeah, for that too.
You'll see when I come back from vacation. This is why I'm bringing all these cookies on vacation with me, because my goal is
so you
this.
Can snack.
For the first 2 days, don't fuck up. Like the first 2 days, eat, avoid the carbs, avoid the sugar. I'm going to drink a little bit. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then the last 2 days, just do whatever I want to do. Right?
Yeah.
But this is why I'm bringing these boxes of Catalina Crunch cookies. I'm just no temptations. Got to fucking get through the first 2 days, Gomez.
Nice.
Don't fuck up your progress. I weighed in this morning, the lightest I've weighed in since my last fight.
Oh, yeah, because you can gain like 40 pounds over a weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
crazy.
I can
on the road
easily.
With Zach. On the road with Zach.
I can gain, and I do, every time I go on vacation, I gain weight. Now, last time I went to Jamaica, I probably put on 20 pounds, but I was there for a week last time. And I wasn't.
Yeah, we've seen him do it in 4 days.
I wasn't as strict. I was like where I was at also. My metabolism.
You just don't have one.
Does. Well, my metabolism has gotten better.
You don't have a metabolism.
Although my metabolism has gotten way better now that I'm like in shape, like I can. It's weird because when I'm not like working out a bunch and I'm not eating right, my metabolism is really slow,
yeah,
and it takes me a while to sort of like kick it in. But now I feel like I'm fucking. Like I had a bite of that fucking Tate S'more last night that I invented.
Just a bite.
One bite.
Just a bite. One bite.
I don't believe that.
Oh, yeah,
I swear.
Yeah.
I swear on my son's life. Maybe struck dead by lightning right now. I had one bite of that fucking Tate S'more.
How do you even do that?
Swear on his son's life.
Both have one bite.
If you send them out into the backyard during a thunderstorm with a big metal pole.
Yeah, I had one bite. It was his. We made it, and I was like, oh, let me get one little bite of that, James.
Are you saying that just to avoid the comments that were under that picture, which is so much for a camp?
Yeah, no, everyone's saying that. Well, also, I got to say, we should announce this now, you know, Skankfest is obviously happening. We were supposed to do Ellis Mania in November, and now it's looking like Ellis Mania, the traditional Ellis Mania, is going to be canceled and probably pushed off until next year.
Oh, damn.
We are doing Ellis Mania events at Skankfest. So we're doing 2 days of Ellis Mania events, probably an hour and a half. So I'm not going to fight Jason Ellis at Skankfest. Let me make this clear because I think there's a little bit of confusion. We are doing Harrington fighting at Skankfest. Kim Congdon's fighting at Skankfest.
What?
Yeah.
Who's she fighting?
We're fighting her opponent. Ellis is bringing a bunch of his people.
Was Harrington.
Yeah.
We're doing Ellis People versus Team Rattlesnake at Skankfest. We'll do 2 days of events. You will be able
to... What hobo from the Ellis camp is fighting Harrington?
There's a bunch. So you will be able to... For the first time ever for Skankfest, we are going to be live streaming certain events. There's a handful of events. The Roast of Luis Che Gomez, the fucking Ellis events, Legion of Skanks Live, Kill Tony. There's a bunch of events we're going to be streaming, probably 2 or 3 streams per day. So for all the people that weren't able to come to Skankfest or live, you know, somewhere else in the world, you're going to be able to get a little sneak peek of what's going on. But the Ellis Mania at Skankfest will be streamed. And me and Ellis, we haven't decided what we're doing, but we will be competing against each other at Skankfest. We want to do our MMA fight sanctioned. We want to do it in front of 3,000 people in Vegas or at a big venue. And it was getting more and more difficult to plan that event in Las Vegas and to make that happen this year. On top of planning these massive events, it's also genuinely preparing for a mixed martial arts fight. And neither one of us, it's not a joke, like both of us are genuinely preparing. So we had to, we talked about it and we said, let's just fucking push our fight off till next year. We could focus on doing Skankfest, making that event fucking incredible. And then we'll come up with a new date and it'll be an actual sanctioned professional MMA fight with me and Jason L. So it is what it is.
You two are really the Ross and Rachel of fighting.
Holy shit. We really are. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? But we're going to compete. He suggested sumo wrestling each other at Skankfest, which would be funny. Yeah. But I want to do something a little bit more.
Do a kissing competition.
Violent. Yeah, I want to do something a little more violent.
Oh, do the sock game.
What's the sock game?
The thing that
sock wrestling? Yeah, sock wrestling. Doing sock wrestling at Skankfest.
What's the sock game?
Sock wrestling is you both wear a long pair of socks, and whoever gets the other person's socks off their body first wins. It's hilarious. It's so funny. I tell you, the only reason I don't want to do that is because that's the type of thing where we're big fucking dudes. Mm-hmm. We're going to end up getting injured sock wrestling, and it would be so infuriating.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way, because it's just going to, somebody's going to get slammed on their fucking shoulder or their fucking head. If I'm going to get injured, it better be for something better than sock wrestling. I'll be so upset.
What about one-on-one basketball?
I think it has to be more. It has to be more. Maybe we could do fucking blindfolded boxing.
That's hilarious.
We did it last time, me and him. It was 4 of us. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We're going to see what's going on. But if you're going to be at Skankfest, you're going to get to see some pretty cool shit, because he was planning to do all the Ellis fights that he was planning on doing at Ellis Mania. We're bringing them into Skankfest. We're doing another day of Ellis Mania at Skankfest. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And Ellis is going to, I mean, dude, Skankfest is the most fucking fun you'll ever have. And
I'm excited.
I think. Yeah, Ellis is gonna fucking lose his mind when he sees our crowd. How crazy everybody is!
Yeah, no, I'm not on. I won't be there.
Well, you know, if you would have invited me to your wedding, maybe we could be talking right now. But here I am.
They had it 2 years around the corner from my house. I wasn't invited.
Can you
around the corner?
Can you tell?
3 years in a row, it was around the corner from my home.
Where were you married? Where were you married?
Catskills.
Yeah,
where I got married.
Where do you think my vacation house is?
In a tree somewhere.
The
I don't fucking know.
Damn, doggy. Damn, doggy. All right. Let's fucking, I want to talk about this. We were talking about the dad bodies. That's right. We got off track on that.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel, I guess he was caught without a shirt on, and they're saying he has a dad bod now.
Doesn't this happen like every other year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like him between movies is just a fucking mess.
He just lives his life and they're like, get back in that car. Make us another franchise movie, fatso.
Isn't he like 60?
He's hella old.
Yeah, he's not as cut up as he used to be. Like, that's him in shape, and he's not as fucking jacked.
You know, it looks like he's super strict and regimented 3 months before his movie, and then he lets it go
he's
after shooting.
He's also, like, 2 feet tall, so it's got to be hard, you know.
Well, that's, you know, he's
he looks like a fucking sad cock. Like, just a real soft, amorphous dick.
I think that, I mean, look, I can't wait for that to happen. I can't wait to just let go.
Just do what you can, though.
Does anyone ever look happier than a fat celebrity? Like Jack Nicholson fat on a boat.
On a yacht.
He's or like, Jack Black.
Dude, a fat water in the air.
With a hot chick.
With a cigar. Jack Nicholson.
Does anyone look happier?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Being rich, fat, with a hot chick on a yacht. That is the fucking goal. I don't know what you want me to say. Like, dude, that's some king shit. And we're all pretending that he's the fucking problem. Yeah, dude, look at him. Look at his gut.
What do you think it is that people get mad or have a visceral reaction to this? Like, they're not holding up their end of the bargain for why we've given them money?
Yeah.
Like, they should be hot all the time.
He is too fast and too furious. And they're like, he just looks fat and fucking fuck. I don't know.
Yeah.
And famished.
I don't know if anyone's like mad at him about it, or like, I think it's just sort of like an interesting story.
It's a peekaboo. It's a gotcha moment.
Yeah, body transformation in general, right? So, you know, who is that fucking fat bitch who was a singer?
Which one?
Adele.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When Adele lost all that weight, it was like,
people hated her. They didn't like it.
Isn't it
amazing that she got skinny and now she's dating Maverick Carter?
Who's Maverick Carter?
LeBron James's business partner.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I figured her old body type would have suited him just fine.
I get it.
Yeah, she's fucking, she got all hot. But I thought people liked it. People were proud of her. You think she looks worse? Yeah. Are you retarded?
No.
You think she looked better as a giant fat
I think
woman?
She has like big teeth and shit now. It like really emphasizes her.
She had big teeth, but her body was just more proportionate to her teeth.
Yeah, look at her now.
Better to eat food with.
Now she looks like a boardwalk drawing.
Either way. I think she's pretty either way. But I think maybe when she got skinny, it was like right when she also like took a picture in like a Jamaican bathing suit with like braids or something, and people were like, all right, Adele,
they were upset.
Calm it down a bit, baby.
Yeah, we don't like all your self-esteem.
Yeah.
No, but then there's also like Jonah Hill, where they lose weight and it's like, look at the size of your fucking head.
Yeah. Rebel,
yeah, she lost a bunch of weight.
Did she?
Rebel Wilson.
Wait, what is this? Is it before and after?
That's before and after she took a shit.
That's a body transfer fuckamation. Get out of here. That's just like a credit for that.
I think she's a little skinnier now. She's
wearing a black dress. It's slimming.
That looks like she stopped drinking beer.
There, look. Come on. But her goal was never, because I read about her goal was never to be like stick thin. I think her goal was literally only to get to like 160 or something.
I would also
like that.
Say that if I was 160 pounds.
Well, yeah, you just said it's impossible for you to get abs.
Yeah. You gave yourself an out. You're bringing cookies.
I have abs in the morning right now. If I go straight on shot and I really tighten it, I have abs in the morning.
Yeah. Or, you know, when you're hungover because you're all dehydrated, so your skin is just clinging to you, that's whenever I feel the most skinniest.
Yeah.
It's like I'll wake up with regrets, but I'll be like, damn, my stomach is flat
after,
as fuck.
After like 12 vodka sodas and like maybe a bump or two of Coke, the next morning, your just sweats are hanging off you. You get the V.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Goal weight is where you're at when Mexicans want to fuck you.
So apparently Steve from Blue's Clues did an interview.
Yeah.
And
does he have cancer?
I don't know. He quit the show. And I don't know why. I guess he did. I read a thing that said Steve from Blue's Clues finally reveals why he quit the show. And I didn't realize it was a big fucking secret.
I thought he just got fired. I thought they moved on.
Wasn't it also like years ago?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I saw him when I was 15 years old and going on an Irish football trip. I saw him in the airport and all of my team.
Is everything you do have the word Irish in it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm having Irish lunch today and I'll be doing a podcast.
It's actually Gaelic football, but I said Irish just for the lay. But we all ran up to him and I think three of my teammates were like, I thought you were dead from heroin. He's like, I'm not. I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Yeah. You know, that was like an urban legend.
It was, right?
Yeah.
He died in a car accident or of a heroin overdose.
Yeah.
So what really happened?
There
he is. Got old.
I would never recognize this guy.
There's been three. There was him.
Okay.
Then there was the guy that played his brother, I think, Josh. And then there's an Asian guy.
I guess I was grown.
It's Joe. Oh, my God. I know it. Steve, Joe, and Josh is the new one. The one who's...
Natalie, how do you know so much about Blue's Clues?
I'm 24. That was like the peak of my childhood.
You only 24 years old?
Yeah.
Wow, Natalie just fucking dunked on you, Shannon. Holy shit.
She might have dunked on us Lewis.
No, being a 4-year-old man is amazing. It's like we age like fine wine. We're fucking beautiful. Look at that salt and pepper and fucking Cannon's hair. It's incredible.
Fine wine also gives you diarrhea.
Women, don't be all fucking mad about fucking the way the earth works.
I know.
I'm almost
40. I get it.
We fucking, gravity exists. You know?
I know.
You know, up is there. Welcome to it.
Lewis, I get it.
Are your balls sagging? Like, there's been so many comics.
God damn it, dude! I'm waiting for my balls to grow.
Yeah,
my whole life.
My bag isn't like getting any.
Dude, summertime. My bag will hit the water when I sit on the toilet.
No shit.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. My bag. I'm steeping.
Yeah, I don't. It just has yet to happen to me. I'm sure at some point it's going to be a
big... I'll get long balls if it's real hot out.
I'm fucking praying for the day for my balls to just sag a little.
Maybe I just have hollow nuts that'll stay close to
my... I think my nuts stay close to me because I am very fertile. I feel like my nuts are incubated and they're ready to produce babies.
Right.
And that's what's going on.
Is anybody taking, like, money on you having a child?
What do you mean?
Because I feel like it's going to happen.
Why?
What?
Why? Because my girlfriend's dirty talk is like, oh, I just want to take out my birth control. That's literally what she says. Can we do it? Just take it out. Let's take out the birth control.
Nice. Good for you. Yeah. But that's new information.
That makes my dick so hard.
I bet.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to fucking impregnate you, white woman. Yeah, it's a problem.
Mm.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to necessarily have other children, mm-hmm. but. When I have a hard on, I can be convinced of almost anything. Mm.
That is interesting that people call you a white nationalist, but you are going out of your way to sully white bloodstreams.
That is true. I do. I've destroyed many a white woman. It's my fucking favorite thing in the world. I love it. I really do. And I know what? I shouldn't. me and her have only been dating like 3 months, not even. And
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's a problem.
Do the math. Don't fuck up the timeline. 3 months.
Not even. I mean, two. One. One and a half.
We just met.
Natalie who?
It was just a seamless transition of Instagram story to Instagram story of same exact pose.
Did you change filters?
Hey. If I have feelings for somebody, am I supposed to not, start dating them?
Celebrate it.
You know?
Celebrate it, dude.
You know? What are you gonna do?
We hating.
Yeah. Celebrate it like you used to do with Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, are you pro-Palestinian now?
Yeah, he's gotta go to Sturgis.
Thanks, Zach.
High holidays.
I'm assuming this because you're dating a Jew before.
I was dating a Jewish chick.
You're not. You're never really single, are you?
Never.
No. I'm a sort of a serial monogamist.
Yeah, it's like he's searching for the mother.
Yeah, dude, that's probably literally it.
I thought it ended with searching for the mother. And I'm like, yeah, that left him. I was like, wow, that got real harsh.
Yeah, that's very...
I meant it to be funny, and then I was like, good point.
Fucking Cannon coming in with hard facts. Yeah, I'm probably searching for the mother that left me. Yes. That is true. I just like being held... and my head to be stroked and me to be told everything's okay. That's my foreplay.
Yeah, that was a real mind bender. Now let's figure out why he was anti-vax.
Hates needles.
There you go. So, yeah, I don't know if I'll ever have another baby. We'll see.
I think.
If this chick can, here's the thing. If this chick
it's gonna happen.
Can
stick around.
That's what she's gotta do.
No, I'm yeah,
but that's not on me. That's not on me. That's no, sort
that's
of
her, that's yeah. her quest.
Yeah, if she can bob and weave, just stick with the relationship.
Well, no, look, she also has to be able to take a punch. I'm gonna hit her. I'm gonna land once in a blue.
Those are the big twins, bob and weave. One's a white guy, one's a black woman. That's such a good name for a podcast.
Oh,
we got
a guy
named Bob and a black chick and called it the Bob and Weave
Bob and
Show.
Weave.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Zach's
the best.
I'm an idea
guy. Zach is an idea guy.
He's super quick.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I could be convinced to have another child.
Yeah.
I guess I could. Could you be convinced to have another child?
Me?
Are you going to have another child?
I mean, yeah. If certain things fall into place, for sure. I would like to have another child. Circumstances might make that impossible, but I would like to.
You should do it now. If you're going to do it now.
Dude, we just got out of my in-laws.
How old is your son?
He's two.
My thing is, I feel very guilty about not giving James a sibling.
Mm. Yeah, but he's so close with his cousin.
I know, but they still only see each other a few days a week. You know, it's not like you
Dude,
know,
that's the that's
I feel like siblings are important.
As somebody with a sibling, though, I will say this, that I've seen siblings go haywire where it's like, oh, that's you're true. Trapped with this person in a family and you hate each other. I don't have that with mine, right. but it's like if you have that type of relationship with a close cousin, that's almost better. Then you get your alone time, you learn how to be independent, and you also learn how to coexist with other people. I'm also talking myself into this.
Yeah, right. Well, no, I understand what you're saying, and I don't necessarily disagree with, like, the philosophy, and I understand, like, that sort of, you know, one way to look at it. I just still feel guilty. I feel like if he had a, you know, I see the way him and his cousin are, they play, like, so amazingly, and it's such a great experience, him being an older brother. I just feel bad that he didn't sort of have that experience. He didn't have somebody to sort of lean on and play with.
In the
with.
House.
Right.
Yeah, in I the house that. At all times. Yeah. I had a sister who, it was exactly, my sister... My sister tortured me as a kid. The abuse that I suffered at the hands of my sister was probably debatably worse than the abuse that I suffered at the hands of my mother. The only difference was my mother, it's more psychologically damaging because it's somebody who's supposed to be caring for you and protecting you that's hurting you and calling you names.
Yeah.
Whereas like your sister, like I think you can psychologically... Like sibling rivalry is a thing that
equal.
Yeah, like yeah, you guys. It's not
protecting. Like we're both. We have one common enemy. That's mom. Like you're not supposed to also be doing this.
Exactly. And my sister was like really fucked up, very violent, very like abusive.
Oh, that sucks.
She, you know, she sort of made her, you know, her amends recently. But she even said the other day, she was saying to James, she got like emotional. She was like, if you ever treated my daughter the way I treated Lewis, like it'd be like crazy. And I think about it, I was like, oh wow, could I imagine James like. I mean, it was like really like violent.
Yeah.
And like that, you're right. I think very often, even kids that aren't spanked or abused by their parents, they're fucking beat up and bullied by their older siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And very often sexually abused by their older siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wish, right? But...
I was like, this is going to turn any minute now.
Like, that would have been fucking
She's getting way too serious.
She would have just...
But that's the relationship my dad and my sister, not the sexual abuse, but like my dad's older sister, they were had a terrible relationship. They don't talk now, even like because of it. But like me and my sister are very close. Like I think a sibling is can be, especially if you have something going on in the house.
Yeah.
Like my mom was an alcoholic. It was like, oh, she's bipolar. There's a whole kinds of like things. So it's like we needed each other to be like, what the fuck is happening here? You know, and
well,
that was
I
nice
was a little
to
bit
have.
Younger. I wasn't as aware of like my mom being on drugs. Like my sister knew all that was going on.
Yeah. Well, that's
so what's
kind of
fucked up. Like I didn't realize like that my mom was a fucking addict. I didn't realize like you're just sort of young and you make your peace with it.
Yeah.
And she was a little bit more aware. But yeah, I
your
think
your sister could reach the drawer with the spoons in it.
She's like, why are they all bent?
She's more of a help.
But yeah, it was, yeah, for sure. I think I'm not raising my kid to be a violent asshole. So I don't think James would have a sibling and be violent and crazy toward that sibling. I think that, you know, we grew up at a different time as well, where it was like, you know, we talked about it before, right? About rape culture being truly prevalent, but it was like violence and like sort of like. You know, the threat of violence, sort of like the dad being on the couch, like, shut the fuck up or I'll put your head through the wall. Like, you know, that's like I was, you know, that was the dad in the 80s, right?
Yeah,
like
dude.
They were sitting on the couch and he's, you know, drinking a beer and you're
always
making too much
open
noise.
A beer after work.
Yeah.
I've never seen my dad do that. Get home and be like, you know, like but that's always
dude,
in the movie.
There's pictures of my dad leaning into my face with a toy he just fixed with a Marb Red lit. Like, just like inches from my face with ash about to drop.
Oh, I used to light my mom's cigarettes for her when I was eight.
That was it. I used to make my grandma's cocktails for her.
That's why she called you Zippo.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to wrap this one. This has been a lot of fun. Great show today, guys. Thank you guys very much for supporting Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Friday with another incredible episode. Until then, have yourselves a great evening. Good night.
That's all, folks.